AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama has put Russia's Vladimir Putin on notice that the U.S. could use offensive cyber muscle to retaliate for interference in the U.S. presidential election.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
At his last news conference of the year in Washington, Obama expressed bewilderment about GOP lawmakers and voters who now say they approve of Putin. And he said unless that changes, the U.S. will be vulnerable to foreign influence. We've learned that a conservative congressman is being tapped to serve as budget director in the Trump administration. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
According to a member of the transition team, South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney will be the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Mulvaney's taken a hard line on budget matters, calling for major cuts to benefit programs as a way to balance the budget and routinely voting against increasing the government's borrowing cap.
A federal training center mistakenly exposed students to deadly ricin.
A mix-up at the Federal Emergency Management Agency Center for Domestic Preparedness in Anniston, Alabama, exposed thousands of firefighters, paramedics, and other emergency responders who trained at the facility over the last 5 years to the lethal form of the toxin ricin. A FEMA spokeswoman says in an email that the lethal form of ricin was mistakenly sent to the center by a supply vendor since 2011. FEMA says students do wear protective gear in the exercises, and there are no reports of anyone being harmed. FEMA is asking the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General to investigate the matter. I'm Mike Rossia.
A late fall storm drenched California with rain and dumped nearly 3 feet of snow to help bolster the vital Sierra Nevada snowpack, but it also triggered mud flows and flooded roads. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama says the country will come to appreciate her husband and his time in the White House.
The First Lady told Oprah Winfrey President Obama has conveyed a reassuring message over the last 8 years.
Having a grown-up in the White House who can say to you in times of crisis and turmoil, hey, it's going to be okay.
Michelle Obama says her husband's message of hope wasn't just a slogan. He was able to inspire hope.
We feel the difference now.
Yeah.
See, now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
The First Lady did not mention Donald Trump by name. The Oprah Winfrey interview airs Monday on CBS. Ed Donahue, Washington.
John Glenn's home state and the nation began saying goodbye to the beloved astronaut Friday, starting with a public viewing of his casket inside Ohio State House Rotunda. There will be a processional through the heart of downtown Columbus Saturday, followed by a public memorial service. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.